special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Delphus, I guess it's middle school, playing the high school game here. Indians get the opening tip-off. Had a little technical problem there. Not sure why we disconnected, but we did. Indians get the opening tip-off. Brian Benn with the first point. Delphus misses the shot. Ryan Post with the rebound. Coast to coast. Misses the layup. Owen Shane with the rebound. Regan Martin drains a three-pointer. Indians lead quickly, 5-0, 40 seconds into the contest. Number 22 for Delphus, Jeffrey Caputo, with a shot, misses. Off to Logan Hubert, to Logan Gallimeyer, to 42 Ashton Moore. To 22, Jeffrey Caputo again. 12 is Logan Heron. On the right key, he throws it to one of their players, and it goes out of bounds. And where it went out of bounds, if you've been here, that rolls off the stage. They are literally playing on the stage, and then it's about where that ball went out of bounds. It drops down about 5 feet to the floor where the theater seats are. So very interesting setup here. Regan Martin, second shot up, no good. Ben with the rebound, layup, 7-0. 5.5 minutes to go here in the Wangler Hardware first quarter. It is Delphus with the ball. Delphus Jefferson. Gallmeyer over to Hubert. Hubert to Heron. Heron dribbles to the foul line, kicks over to Ashton Moore in the corner. He misses a jumper. Ryan Post again with the rebound. Ahead to Owen Shane. Up and in. 5 minutes left to go. And it's 9-0 Indians. They're going to take a break. And we're going to take a break with them. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back at Delphus Jefferson. I believe this is the middle school, formerly the high school. And the Fort Recovery Indians have opened up a 9-0 lead with just under 5 minutes to go. Delphus called a timeout. We're back from that timeout. Heron with the shot from the top of the key. Misses. Foul on the rebound. Foul on Owen Shane, so it'll be an out-of-bounds for Delphus, and it'll be Jeffrey Caputo taking the ball out under their own basket. 4:48 here in the Wangler Hardware first quarter. Caputo triggers it in, trying to trigger it in, almost a five-second call. Over to Hubert. Hubert to Heron, top of the key. To Hubert at the foul line. Shot. Ben with the rebound. Ryan Post brings it up. Over to Regan Martin. Looks at a three. Backs off. Gavin Toby over in the right corner. Out to Brian Ben. Regan Martin. Ryan Post in the right corner. Regan Martin inside to Ben. Up and in. Nice play. 11-0 Indians. 4:13 left here in the Wangler Hardware first quarter. So Delphus with the ball. They try to get it inside to Logan Hubert. That's tipped away by one of the Indians. And we're going to have Russell Gale come in for the Indians. He'll replace Owen Shane. And Riley Dilworth also in, and he is not seeing who he's replacing. We still have six players out there. There we go, taking Regan Martin out. So 4:06 left here in the first quarter. Delphus triggering the ball in. It'll be Caputo into Heron. And they call it over and back. He must have touched it on their side of the center court and then touched it again, I guess. Nope. Yep. Okay. That's probably the right call. They reversed that, called it a no call because that's almost for sure what it should have been. A inadvertent whistle probably is the best thing to call that. Called it over and back, but it was not. So Hubert will trigger it in to Heron. Heron back to Hubert on the right side. Dribbles to the foul line. Kicks it out to Caputo. Caputo to Heron. Heron to Gallmeyer. Gallmeyer to Hubert. Inside and back out on the left side. Shot up by Heron. By Gallmeyer. He misses. Ben with the rebound. Indians apparently traveled with the ball. I didn't see that, but nobody's complaining, so that's probably what it is. 3.5 minutes, halfway through the first quarter, the Wangler Hardware first quarter. Indians lead 11-0. And it's Hubert into Gallmeyer. Gallmeyer over to Hubert. Hubert on the right wing, kicks it to
wings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Delphus Jefferson, and we're playing on a stage. A lot of the Delphus fans are sitting in their theater seats, and that is like any other place where there'd be seats. The stage is about 5 feet higher than their seats. We're on the bleachers on the stage, and Indians, 13-8 lead. They were up 11-0, then outscored 6-0, then they scored 2, and Delphus scored 2. So that's 13-8 Indians. Delphus turnover on their first possession. Indians lose the handle, and it'll be Wolf coming down coast to coast and misses the layup. Gavin Toby with the rebound, and it'll be Indians out of bounds. 6:41 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Toby inbounds it to Ryan Post. Ryan will bring it up to Regan Martin, inside to Brian Benn. He goes up. Ball knocked away. Probably foul, but no call. Wolf out to Caputo. Three-pointer, no good. Moore with a rebound and called for a travel. So it'll be Indians ball, 6:23 on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Indians 13, Delphus Jefferson 8. And Owen Shane in the right corner to Post, to Regan Martin on the left, inside to Owen Shane, and misses the layup. Ben with a foul. That is his first, I believe, and he has 6 points and one foul. Indians have six fouls for the half now. Delphus Jefferson with one. So Wolf brings it up, throws to Devin Sammons in the corner, and he's quickly tied up by a couple of Indians. Regan Martin with the ball, and dual possession. Indians have it, and it'll be Gavin Toby inbounding this time to Regan Martin. Regan will bring it across. Brian Benn sets a pick. Martin in the right corner, out to Benn at the top of the key. Inside to Owen Shane, up and in. 15-8 Indians, 5:43 left here in this Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And it is inside to Julian Grant. Up and no good, rebound. Looks like they're gonna, off the Indians. So it'll be Caputo gonna trigger it in. He will get it to Grant. Grant to Sammons. Sammons to Moore. To Wolf. And he tried to do a little bit, but he made a little travel. He did pick up his pivot foot. He kind of looked like he didn't think he did, but he picked up his foot, then his pivot foot, then he dribbled. So 5:17 left here. Owen Shane on the right side to Regan Martin, to Brian Benn on the right side. Regan Martin, top of the key, looks at a three, kicks it over to Ryan Post in the corner, and that is up and in. So it's 18-8 Indians. 5 minutes left on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard, and it is Caputo, and he tries to get it passed over to Wolf, and Gavin Toby knocks it into the first row of the theater seats. And again, we're playing on a stage. It's a very interesting place to play here. They're taking a timeout. We'll just take one with them. Back right after this.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Delphus Jefferson. I believe it's middle school. The high school, I think, is out north of town a little bit. We're playing on a stage, and Delphus Jefferson has the ball. They'll pass it in to Hubert, into Caputo. He's trapped in the corner, and he stepped on the line, and it'll be Indians ball. 4:49 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Toby inbounds it to Ryan Post. Ryan, top of the key, dribbles left over to Regan Martin in the corner, to Gale. Toby on the left wing to Ryan Post, driving the lane and tipped. I believe it would have gone out of bounds off of Delphus, but Brian Benn tried to save it. So it'll be Hubert inbounding to Heron. It'll be a foul on Regan Martin. That'll be the Indians' seventh foul. So that will put, I believe, Heron. Yep, Heron will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. It's 18-8 Indians, 4:32 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And Heron for Delphus Jefferson steps to the line. First one up and in, he'll get the bonus. So it's 18-9 now. And Seth Lochtefeld will come in for the Indians. He'll replace Gavin Toby, who I believe has a couple of fouls. They've already changed the scoreboard, so I can't see how many he has, but I believe he has two. Second one missed. Brian Benn with the rebound. Ryan Post brings it across center court. Benn with a screen off to Reagan Martin. Misses. Benn with the rebound. Up and bounces around and in. Indians 20. Delphus Jefferson 9. Heron brings the ball across center court. He'll get it to, try to get it to Sammons, knocked away. Heron gets it back, goes underneath, goes outside to Grant, and he'll throw up an air ball from three range. Rebound by Hubert for Delphus Jefferson. Indians foul. Indians foul on Derek Lochtefeld. I think I put the wrong Lochtefeld in before. I think I said Seth, but it was Derek. So it's Derek Lochtefeld in the game, has a foul. And that puts Hubert on the line. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Indians with the rebound. Ryan Post gets it down to Lochtefeld, to Regan Martin. He dribbles to the left side. Jumper up, in and out. Just did not go. Rebound. Caputo gets it to Heron, to Grant in the corner. No good. And Ryan Post with the rebound. He brings it across center court to Brian Benn. 15-footer. No good. Rebound Caputo for Delphus Jefferson. He brings it across center court to Heron on the right wing. Down to Sammons in the right corner. Dribbles out. Gets it to Caputo. Caputo dribbles in the lane. Out to Grant. To Sammons. Sammons to Heron. Heron dribbles in. Goes up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Brian Benn blocks it and just kind of picked it out of midair. 2:48 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And Lochtefeld with a shot. Up, no good. And they're saying it was off of, I thought he said white ball, but now he's pointing our way, so I'm not sure. He might have said off white, so that's probably what he said. I thought he was saying white, but he's pointing our way. So Regan Martin will pass it in to Lochtefeld. He dribbles to Gale, to Dylan Evers in the game. Ryan Post into Dylan Evers, up and in. Nice give and go by Dylan Evers, and Ryan Post hits him right back with the shot. 22-9 now Indians. Indians have outscored them 11-2 here in the I think I wrote the score down wrong. I think I had it at 11. It was 13 for the Indians in the first quarter. So Indians have scored 8 and Delphus has scored 1. One foul shot by, I believe it was Heron a minute ago. So Delphus Jefferson getting the ball out of bounds. And it is Gallmeyer. He is looking to trigger it in. Finally gets it in, and Regan Martin grabs it. Regan Martin dribbles down court. A little 15-foot jumper off the bank board and in. 7 points for Martin. I believe this is his first action of the season, having been injured and ill. So good game for him so far. Gets it into Gallmeyer, up, no good. Ryan Post with the ball, Martin again. Down, looks for a jumper, can't get to Ian Homan. To Ryan Post in the right corner. Martin to back to Ryan Post, he drives in. And that is up and rolls around the rim. That was a really nice shot, and up around the, rolled around the rim. Rebound for Delphus Jefferson, Ashton Moore, and Dylan Evers with a foul. So minute 45 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Indians 24, Delphus Jefferson 9. That's a ninth team foul for the Indians. Still 1-1, but Ashton Moore goes to the line to shoot 1-1. Indians lead 24-9. It's now 10. So he gets the bonus with the foul shot made. Ashton Moore steps back to the line. The second one is up off the front of the rim. Battle for the rebound. And Ian Holman and Logan Hubert fighting for it. And dual possession, it will be Jeff Katz's ball. Indians lead 24-10 now. We've outscored them 11-2 here in the second quarter, the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Heron with the ball top of the key. Down to Wanamaker. Back out to Hubert. And Moore out, way out. Heron around the, out past the volleyball line to Hubert. Hubert to Gallmeyer, misses the shot. And Dylan Evers with rebound, stolen by Delphus, and Moore with an easy layup. 24-12, Indians have them doubled. And Ian Holman out to Regan Martin on the left wing. Drills it. Three-pointer. He has 10 now. 54 seconds left in the second quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Inside to Hubert. He goes up off the rim. Moore with the rebound and up. Fought Ben for the rebound, or Evers for the rebound and got it. Ball ahead to Regan Martin. A nice drive to the basket. Matt's up and in, and he has 12. 30 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Heron with the ball to Moore, to Hubert. Hubert to Wanamaker. He throws up a three, and that is good. So it's 29-17 Indians. 15 seconds to go here. Ryan Post gets it across center court. He's dribbling. Nice screen by Holman. And Ryan goes to the right side, throws up a pretty good long two-pointer. And it is 31-17. A desperation shot at the end hits the upper beams. And so the Indians have a half a second left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. So all you have to do is probably get it in bounds and maybe hurl it. Yep, Ryan Post hurls one up and way off. Three-quarter court shot. But after the first half, Indians 31 and Delphus Jefferson 17. JV game. We'll be simulcasting with Rob Weaver in the varsity game. And we'll be back in just a little bit.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the Yelps.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Yelps here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special Yelps.
Oh, it's an Yelp. Will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the Yelps have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back at Delphus Jefferson, and want to remind you about tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians head to Jay County. We'll be simulcasting the junior varsity and varsity games with WPGW, and we'll also be simulcasting them tonight for the varsity game, and Rob is just getting here to set up his equipment, and he'll be ready to go here in just a few minutes. And right now, we're looking at the Indians with a 31-17 lead. It's been a lot of streaks. So far, the Indians were up 11-0 and then got outscored six in a row. Then we scored one. They scored one. So it's 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime now, it is 31-17. We outscored them about 11-2 fairly quickly, and then they scored a bunch in a row there, and then we kind of fought back a little bit. So Indians with a comfortable 14-point lead, but if they let up a little bit, it can be a little problem. We'll be back with a little bit more right after this. We'll get a little information for you and be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
The Jay County Civic Theater is accepting applications for a director for their upcoming production of Shrek the Musical. This will be a paid position. The show will be performed June 7th through June 10th. They're looking for candidates who are comfortable working with all ranges of actors in reference to training, age, and experience. The Civic Theater Board will handle such show-related tasks as advertising, promotion, and front-of-the-house duties, so this financially compensated position of director would only be responsible for the show itself. If you're interested in this director position, please email your resume and a list of three references to jcountycivic@gmail.com. Resumes should include previous directorial experience and a list of the last four shows in which you were involved in any capacity. The deadline to apply is Friday, January 5th. Jay County Civic Theater's Board of Directors plans to select a director at its January 8th regular meeting. Auditions in coordination with the director will be scheduled for sometime in March, and performance dates will be June 7th through June 10th of next year. For more information, call J.B. Goodrich at 260-726-5200 or Ray Cooney at 440-213-8801. Again, email your resume by January 5th to jcountycivic@gmail.com to apply for director of Jay County Civic Theater's production of Shrek the Musical next spring.
We're back here at Delphus Jefferson Middle School, I believe. The high school is out on the north end of town, but we are playing this game on a stage. The Indians fans are on the in the bleachers, and the students for Delphus Jefferson are on the bleachers on the back of the stage, and the main stage is the basketball court, and then you drop down, you go about 5 feet out of bounds, and then it drops down to the main floor where the theater seats are, probably about 4 or 5 feet. If you go over there too far, you'll drop off the edge of the earth. I'm not sure if anybody's ever done that. We've played here several times, and as far as I know, nobody's done that, but it looks like it could be very interesting for a lot of people to have to deal with that, especially if for the visiting teams that don't play here all the time and don't know exactly when that drop-off is coming up. Indians lead 31-17 at the end of the first quarter. Everybody that's touched the floor has played pretty well, I'm thinking, in my opinion. Regan Martin, I believe his first game on the JV since he had some health problems. He's back, and he's made, I believe, two threes. He has 12 points here for the Indians. He made a three and a layup in the last minute here in the second quarter, and he's just played extremely well. He looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Been playing well. All the players have been playing very well, and the both teams have kind of done some streaks. We were up 11-0 before Delphus scored, and then they scored six in a row. Then I think in the second quarter we scored 9 or 10 or 11 in a row, and they scored one maybe. And Then they caught up a little bit. And the Indians scored the last several points to end the quarter. So it's 31-17 with 2.5 minutes before the start of the second half. And we'll be back in... Well, somebody's knocking my stuff around here. So hang on a second. I've got to get room to move my elbows so we can do some stuff. We got... let's just take a break and I'll get my stuff sorted out here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year for Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From now through December 15th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bourne, Indiana. These toys will go to area organizations and families in need. Give an old toy new life or donate a new toy for a purpose. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, please email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Dolphus. We're playing Dolphus-Jefferson. JV game, just about a minute to go till the tip-off of the second half. Indians lead 31-17.
Prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a...
Sorry, they put up a minute on the clock for that timeout, but it was only a 30-second timeout. Sorry about the disconnection there. We're having some connection problems for some reason and not sure why. Indians lead 35-17 on the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. And Ryan Post with a steal. Brian Benn out at the top of the key to Regan Martin on the right wing. They call him for a travel. Might have taken that step before he put the ball down. So 5:58 left here on the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard, and Dolphus will bring it in. Heron across to Caputo. Caputo inside to Moore, and Moore up and in, and he has 15 points. And it's 35-19. Gavin Toby, right corner to Brian Benn on the right wing. He dribbles in. Nice move, up strong, no good. Rebound fought for Ben and Caputo. And it's going to be dual possession. And Logan Hubert will trigger it in for Dolphus Jefferson. Heron has it to Caputo, into Moore inside. And he has 17 points. 35-21. He's a pretty good player, and they are going to him. Regan Martin on the left wing dribbles down into the corner, back out to the top to Owen Shane. Top of the key, dribbles to the foul line to Ryan Post on the right wing, dribbles down to the corner. Shane, Toby, Ben into Owen Shane, and nice ball movement, quick ball movement, and Indians lead 37-21 on the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. Into Heron, over to Moore in the right corner, to Caputo on the right wing, over to Gallmeyer, shoots one up, no good, rebound Moore, no good, but he was...
5-4-6-1-7.
And it looks like we might have dropped our signal again, and I'm not sure what's happening there. Everything seems to be connected correctly, but Indians leading 39-26. 3 minutes left in the Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. And Wanamaker with a three-pointer. And it's now 39-29. Indians lead down to 10. They were up to 15 not long ago. Ball to Ben at the top of the key. And over to Dilworth. He runs it down after it's tipped away. He'll dribble it to the right wing, over to the left wing for Martin, to the right wing with Dylan Evers. Martin at the top of the key. He will put it in the corner to Dylan Evers, inside to Ben. He goes up strong, too long, and rebound by Dolphus would be Troy Wolf, and he was fouled by Riley Dilworth. I believe. No, it might have been not sure who it was on. So, it was Riley Dilworth. That's his third, but Regan Martin comes out, and Gale is in. So, Dolphus has it. Wanamaker inside to Moore. Goes up. Partially blocked. Rebound, Dolphus. Ball out to Hubert. Hubert to Moore in the corner. Misses. Fought for. And Dolphus comes up with it. Wanamaker has it. And stolen by Gale. Knocked away by Dolphus. And going to be a jump ball. Dual possession. It'll be Indians ball. So Owen Shane back in for Dylan Evers. Regan Martin will be back in for Riley Dilworth. And he will trigger it in from the side. Indians lead 39-29, minute 57 left here in the third quarter. Kelp Pharmacy scoreboard. Ryan Post will bring it across center court. Back to Regan, to Ryan, to Owen in the corner, inside to Ryan, outside to Ben. Ben up, jumper no good from about 12 feet, and rebound Dolphus, and it's Wolf bringing the ball down and inside to the smallest man on the court, 5'4", Devin Sammons. He's fouled. That'll be on the Indians, Regan Martin. I believe he has two fouls. First one up for Sammons, no good. Minute 36 to go here in the Calp Pharmacy third quarter. And Sammons will get another shot. That one's up and in, 39-30 now. And Ryan Post will bring it across center court for the Indians. Dribbles to the left wing, back to the right wing. Tries to get it inside, can't. Throws up the about 15, 18-foot jumper, and it bounces around the rim and in. 41-30, Indians. And Sammons brings it up. Wolf to Sammons in the right wing to Caputo. He misses the shot, misses the layup. And Russell Gale over to Brian Benn, over to Ryan, to Regan Martin, back inside to Ben, and that's knocked away, and it is Wolf with a rebound, brings it down court to Caputo, to Wolf, over to Hubert. Hubert drives the lane, over to Moore in the left corner, up, no good. Ryan Post with a nice rebound, up ahead to Martin, and Martin wasn't ready for it, so they thought Ryan was going to bring it on up, and he had his back turned, so taken by Wolf. Over to Caputo on the right wing, to Wolf at the top of the key. 24 seconds left here in the Cup Pharmacy third quarter. To Hubert, to Wolf at the top of the key. He dribbles left, dribbles right, goes into the lane to Sammons on the right. He throws up a three, no good, and knocked out of bounds by Hubert. So it'll be Indians ball. 8.2 left here, Cup Pharmacy third quarter. Indians 41. Indians throw it inbounds and nobody was there. Martin went one way and they threw it the other. And ball up and in by Logan Hubert to end the quarter. So Indians, instead of having the ball with an 11-point lead, lose the ball, and now it's a 9-point lead. And it is Indians 41, Dolphus Jefferson 32. We'll be back right after this.
everything is going just great, then...
Or... You're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Welcome back to Duffus Jefferson. Indians lead here 41-32 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And Indians got outscored 15-10 there in the third quarter. Indians did a pretty good job, but they got the ball quickly to Duffus Jefferson to inbounds it before the Indians were ready. So they missed a shot. Martin with a shot from the right-hand side. Misses. Nice jumper, but it didn't go in. And Heron has the ball. Inside to Moore. He has 18 points. Outside to Heron. To Sammons. To Heron at the top of the key. He's looking around. Back to Sammons on the right wing. He'll get it to Heron again. Out past the volleyball line. Sammons on the left side now into Moore. Over to Heron shoots a, believe they count that as a three, yes. And it is 41-35 now. Indians lead down to six. Pass inside to Ben, taken away, and here comes the Jeff Cats again. And it is Heron to Caputo. Inside, and Ben steals one. So Indians need to get something going here. I don't know if they just need to slow down or what, but we've given away 10 points here in the second half. Ben gets it inside from Regan Martin, up and in. 43-35, 8-point lead now. 4:35 left on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Sammons on the right wing to Heron at the top. To Heron back again at the top. Throws a three, no good. Regan Martin with the rebound. Goes down and inside to Gavin Toby. It's too far under. Out the foul line for Ben. No good. Ball fought for and rebounded by Moore for Duffus Jefferson. And Heron has the ball. To Gallmeyer. To Moore. To Gallmeyer on the right. And he puts in a three, so it's 43-38. They are really putting some points on the board now for Duffus Jefferson. 4:48 left in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. And Owen Shane has it at the top of the key. Knocked it away and taken away, and then he gets it back. And he's on the line about 4 feet from falling off the stage. So Indians with a 43-38 lead here, and it'll be Hubert triggering it in, and he'll get it to Heron over to Caputo, to Heron, to Gallmeyer, Heron, to Sammons on the left wing, misses it, rebound by Ben, and can't hang on to it, knocked out of his hands, and as he was trying to grab it, went out of bounds. So it is Duffus Jefferson's ball again, and the Indians are going to call a timeout. It is 43-38. Indians lead now down to five. I don't know if it's the defense that isn't doing what they're supposed to, but Duffus Jefferson has made a bunch of points here in the beginning of the fourth quarter and the end of the third quarter. So I want to remind you, tomorrow night the Lady Indians go to Jay County in a rare Saturday night game. And also want to remind you, I don't know what group is doing it, but they are having a taco supper there from 5 to 7 in their commons over there at Jay County High School. So you're all invited to that, and you'll be right there at the game. So it'll be Lady Indians at Jay County. And, of course, we will be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the JV and varsity game. So our team won't be on the air, but you will be able to hear the game here on Fort Recovery Radio. Or if you're in your car and don't want to use minutes, you can tune in to WPGW if you're in range, if you're not out of the area. So Dolphins Jefferson has a ball. Inbounds to Wanamaker, over to Heron. Heron dribbles out to the top of the key, guarded heavily by Gavin Toby. To Hubert, to Sammons, to Gallmeyer on the left. He goes up for shot, no good. Heron, no good. And Julian Grant underneath with the rebound. Indians aren't rebounding very well, and we should be in pretty good shape under there with Ben and some other, Gavin Toby, Owen Shane. They're out rebounding us. And that'll put Julian Grant at the line, a 6-foot freshman. And 3:58 left on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians up by 5. 43-38. He misses the first of two. Indians with 6 team fouls. Delphus Jefferson with no team fouls this half. That second one is up, and it's off to the right. Ben with the rebound, and he gets it to Ryan Post. Ryan brings it up, and he's out past the volleyball line out there. Dribbles, and dribbles down to the right corner to Martin, to Toby, to Shane, inside to Ben. He goes up, and a foul. It's first team foul on Delphus Jefferson, and that's on Logan Hubert, I believe. No, they're calling it on Logan Heron. So there's 3 Logans on the team. I thought it was on Hubert, but they're calling it on number 12, Heron. And again, that's Delphus Jefferson's first, and I wouldn't say that that they haven't been calling them, because they haven't been fouling us a lot. There's been, you know, some contact, just a normal game, but it hasn't been. They only have one team foul, and that's probably right. Ben puts the first one in, 44-38, 3:39 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. His second one is up, and also good. So 45-38, Indians lead back to 7, and Heron has the ball up ahead to Gallmeyer, into Hubert, back out to Heron. He throws up a 3, and that one is in. They weren't even shooting threes in the first half. Now they're shooting a lot, and they're making a bunch of them. So it is 45-41. Indians down, lead down to 4. Toby with the ball drives to the corner, tries to go to the basket, and it'll be a foul on, I can't see which Delphus Jefferson player that is. That's on Logan Gallmeyer, and he'll come out of the game. They're putting in 3 new players. Wolf, I know, is one of them. Didn't see who the other ones are, but Indians have the ball. Ryan Post in the left corner. Shane at the top. Gavin Toby down to Regan Martin in the right corner. He dribbles over to the lane, out to Ryan Post, out to Martin, top of the key. No good. And Gavin Toby fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. Delphus Jefferson has it. Up ahead to Wolf. That's up and in, and he is fouled. And that is 2:52 left here on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And the Indians lead down to 2 with Troy Wolf, 5'6" young man at the foul line for the and one to get the lead down to 1. So the Indians were up 31-17 at halftime. And that foul shot goes in, and the lead is down to 1 point. And Ryan Post has the ball. A little under 3 minutes to go here on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Ryan dribbles around right wing over to Ben inside. And that was up and in. Martin got it into Brian Benn. He made a strong move. Shot goes in, and they gave the home team our points. It is 47-44 is what the actual score is. They gave the home team our points. Ben's foul shot, no good. So ball inbounds and clock four. Russell Gale really hustling after that. Fought for it like crazy. Neither guy could actually get any control, so they couldn't call a jump ball and rolled out of bounds off of their player down off the stage. And I think it's 48-45, I believe, but I'm not sure. But it's they've got the scoreboard a little messed up, and it is a three-point lead for the Indians. They have it right now. It's 47-44 is what they have determined. The actual numbers I'm not sure so important, but it is a three-point lead for the Indians, and that is correct. So Gavin Toby inbounds it to Ryan Post. Ryan dribbles on the left wing. Gets a screen from Brian Benn, screen from Gavin to Brian Benn. And he goes up, and I think the guy moved under him, but they're calling him for an offensive foul. 2:22 left here on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians 47, Duffus Jefferson 44. And Jefferson will get it in. It'll be Heron with the ball, guarded by Russell Gale. He's really working on him. And down to Wolf, to Moore, to trying to get it to Heron, gets it to Wolf. And Ryan Post is after him, out there past the volleyball line. Over to Wanamaker, to Goldmeyer. And they call him for a travel. There's a slow whistle. So their fans thought it was going to be a foul, but he took a step, then he took another step before he put the ball down. So just under 2 minutes to go here on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And it is Gavin Toby inbounds to Ryan Post. Ryan with a screen from Gavin. Gets it down in the corner to Martin. Martin out to the right wing to Toby. He makes a drive. Up. No good. Fights for the rebound to Wolf. And pass along court to taken by Ryan Post. And ball's fought for, and Indians call timeout to maintain possession. Minute 34 to go here on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. We'll take a break. Be back in just a minute.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guy. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Douglas Jefferson Middle School, playing on the stage. A lot of the Douglas Jefferson fans in the theater seats out in the, I guess you'd call it the audience, and our fans are on the bleachers on the stage. And from the out of bounds to the falling off the stage is about 5 feet till you get about five feet down. Ryan Post with the ball out past the volleyball line, and he tries to make a drive, and he's fouled by Logan Heron. That's only their fourth team foul. That may have been on purpose, trying to get us into the 1-1. Indians with 18 fouls, and Delphus Jefferson with 4. Martin will trigger it in, and he will get it to Ryan Post, guarded again by Heron to Toby. Toby gets it back to Ryan. Ryan dribbling. sure-handed and guarded heavily. Toby with the ball, tries to make a drive. And Hubert with a foul. So that's their fifth foul. 103 left here on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians 47, Delphus Jefferson 44. Minute 3, Martin will trigger it in again, and he will get it to Owen Shane, and he's mauled, and they don't call a foul. He's got his arm grabbed and the ball pulled out of his hand, and Heron and Shane with the dual possession. So it'll go to the Indians with exactly a minute to go on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Into Ryan Post, gets it across center court, and that'll be another foul on Heron, and that'll be the sixth team foul for Delphus Jefferson. I'm pretty sure they're going to see if we can make foul shots, and I have a lot of confidence in every one of our players out there, but you still have to make them. So Russell Gale gets the inbounds from Martin. Martin into Ben, out to Ryan Post. Looked at a three, but didn't take it. He got a reach around. Wolf reached around him and pulled the ball out of his hands, and they called the foul on, or the out of bounds on Ryan when he got clearly fouled, but the official didn't really see it. So Wolf has it out on the left wing, and Delphus Jefferson has it, and they're down three. So Ryan Post with a foul, trying to steal. He just about had that steal. He fouled Troy Wolf less than Troy Wolf fouled him. So it's still how that goes. Gavin Toby in for Owen Shane. So we have Ben, Toby, Post, Gale, and Martin for the Indians. And Wolf at the line. First one's up. Makes the first of the 1-1. So Indians with, it says 8, but I think they had 8 fouls before. They may have 9. But anyway, this is the second one. Indians up by 2 to Ryan Post. And Heron guarding closely. He's picked up 3 fouls in the last minute, and that's his fourth. He's a pretty good hustler. That'll put Ryan Post at the line, 37.7. And Ryan Post at the line with the Indians with a 2-point lead. Ryan, first one up, off to the right, did not make the foul shot. So the Jeff Cats bring the ball down and throw it into the theater seats down off the stage. And Indians will take another timeout. And we'll take a quick one with them back in just a minute.
Running late? Supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and now, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Delphus Jefferson. Indians lead 47-45, 32.9 seconds left here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Martin into Gale. Gale will bring it across center court, guarded by Heron with 4 fouls. Ryan Post out at the top of the key, guarded by Wolf, getting slapped. Heron walks around and grabs the ball. Wolf was leaning on Ryan's back. Heron came around and grabbed the ball. He got almost all ball. They called the foul on him. That'll be his fifth, his fourth one in the last minute or so. He, when they turned up the heat, he got very aggressive. And so he is really turning it on. So he will come out of the game, and they're going to put in number 32, Logan Dahlmeyer, one of the starters. And the young man played a very nice game, 7 points, a lot of hustle, handled the ball very well for him. That puts Ryan Post at the foul line with the 1-1. 47-45, 20 seconds to go. Ball up, and that one is in. Makes it a 3-point lead for the Indians. And Ryan will get the ball again. One.